The Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
This is our weekly Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. This week, the topics could be nothing but gun laws for number one and high-density housing for number two. Join us at 800-838-3760 with your thoughts, questions, comments by phone. That's 800-838-3760 to air your thoughts by phone. By email, it's jx@jeffnet.org. We also have to put the Facebook survey out this week on the guns issue. Emily Curitan is not going to be joining me this week. She's on a business trip right now, but you can certainly make this your Vents Day segment again. 800-838-3760 to talk about guns and high-density housing. And jx@jeffnet.org. So let's do the setup here. Gun laws are very much in the news this week, and little explanation is needed. After the mass shooting in Orlando, Democratic senators mounted a filibuster. They talked for 15 hours straight to push for votes on the Senate floor on four bill amendments on guns and buyers. All amendments failed to reach a final vote on Monday, in two cases because of the Senate's self-imposed rule that any bill or any portion thereof has to get 60 votes just to reach a final vote, the so-called filibuster-proof majority. So for the moment, no new federal gun legislation. This is similar to what happened after previous mass shootings when calls went out to make it less easy for people to obtain guns or certain types of guns, or to make it harder for people with either mental illness or suspected terrorist sympathies to buy guns. So here's where you come in with your ideas. Would additional gun laws help stop mass shootings? And if the answer is yes, what or who would you restrict? 800-838-3760 to join Vents Day by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Our second unrelated topic on this Vents Day is a product of our region, the tight market for housing, driving up home prices and rents. Several parts of the region report low inventories of homes for sale and low vacancy rates, around 2% in the rental market. More housing is needed, but where do we draw a line? Would you favor more housing density in your community, apartments or at least multiple family homes, where there are now single family homes? And would your answer be different if the housing density increased in your neighborhood? Let's get your thoughts on this on Vents Day. 800-838-3760 on housing density and gun laws. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. The people who responded to the survey that we placed on Facebook yesterday asking the same questions, Jeff and Ashland, no relation. In answer to the question, would additional gun laws help stop mass shootings? He said, yes, the prohibition of assault rifles would do that. And to the question, what or who would you restrict? Jeff in Ashland says, I would make it impossible to buy any gun without a 7 days waiting period whilst full checks are carried out. So prohibition of assault rifles, a vote there in favor from Jeff in Ashland. Also wanted to have a 7 day waiting period for every single gun purchase, which is one of the things that was talked about. The items that the Senate was looking at included an amendment by Dianne Feinstein from California, would allow the Attorney General to deny a gun sale to anyone if she has a reasonable belief, a lesser standard than probable cause, that the buyer was likely to engage in terrorism. This is the known as the no-fly, no-buy amendment. If you're on the no-fly list, you can't buy a gun. But it would apply to more people than just who's on the no-fly terrorist watch list. That one failed on a straight vote in the Senate, 53-47. The alternative from Senator John Cornyn and the Republican of Texas would have required that law enforcement be alerted when anyone on the terror watch list attempts to buy a weapon from a licensed dealer. If the buyer has been investigated for terrorism within the past 5 years, the Attorney General could block a sale for up to 3 days while the court reviews the sale. That one actually got more yes votes than no, 53-47, but because it didn't reach 60 votes, that one went down in flames as well. Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, put an amendment in here that would have made it difficult to add mentally ill people to the background check database, giving people suspected of serious mental illness a process to challenge that determination. So actually a loosening of some issues there by Senator Chuck Grassley because of the split between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. That one actually got more yeses than noes, 53-47. But since it stopped at 53, that wasn't enough to get it to the 60 that it would have needed to move on to final debate. And then Chris Murphy, who led the filibuster, put in an amendment that would close the gun show loophole. This has already been closed in both California and Oregon. by state law, but this would have changed federal law to require every gun purchaser to undergo a background check and to expand the background check database. That had 44 yes votes and 56 no votes, so it went down soundly. So, in essence, four different amendments, two Democratic, two Republican, two of them, which certainly on the Democratic side would be considered greater restrictions than exist today, didn't even get enough yes votes, period. And the other two Republicans, even though they were submitted by members of their own party, didn't get enough votes from Republicans and Democrats combined to get to the 60 needed to move on to final passage, or at least a final vote in the Senate. Your thoughts, what needs to happen? What would additional gun laws do? Would they help stop mass shootings? And what or who would you restrict? That's one set of questions on Vence Day. We're also talking about housing density, what you think about increasing density in your community to take care of some of the tightness in the housing market. Would you support greater density in your own neighborhood? 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We start with Jean in Winston. Welcome to The Exchange on Vence Day.
Yes, hello. Well, I'd like to draw a parallel between the controversy over abortion rights and gun control.
Go ahead.
Yes. Well, they both take away defenses. Gun laws take away the ability of people to defend themselves, and abortion attacks the helpless fetus. That's what I have to say, and I know that's not a very popular opinion with
But it is yours, and we appreciate you sharing it on Vince Day. Thank you for that, Gene. Appreciate it. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis and Eugene, welcome to The Exchange on Vince Day. Guns and high-density housing are our topics.
Hi. I wanted to comment on guns and gun laws.
Okay.
I believe, and, you know, I can't prove this, but I think that logic can tell you this. I think that the Democrats and the Republicans already know that there's plenty of gun laws on the books to keep people from doing things, and that if you go and buy a gun, you're well checked out before you purchase the gun. So I think they just use the gun law thing to separate people and to scare people and to motivate people, just like they do with other things in government. Politicians are very sleazy. They really don't care about America. They don't care about the people that live here. They care about getting their job, keeping their job, and getting rich if possible. They're what we get because most people don't want to be in politics, and so we get the lowest grade person usually in our politics. That's why we're faced with who we see right now for president running. Both the candidates in the main two parties are less than desirable. You just are going to choose which one you think is a little bit more desirable than the other.
Or a little less undesirable, as the case may be. But Dennis, back to the issue of guns themselves. I mean, is there no place you can see an improvement in the laws, a tightening up on the assault rifles, which are shorter, therefore somewhat easier to hide, the high capacity magazines, anything, no adjustments for you would work?
Well, I watched a police department on a video on YouTube not too long ago, and they gave two policemen, one policeman had the same gun that was used in this last terrorist with the same magazine, and then they had another policeman with a handgun that carried 15 rounds in each clip, and they both loaded and shot at the same time, and the policeman that had the handgun with the 15 round clips was more accurate and shot faster than the person that had the big clip and could just go bang, 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 bang. So I don't think it makes any difference. What's the problem is what's in our hearts, Jeff. We're sick. Human beings have a very, we're just emotional creatures that have a weak brain, and our brain tells us to do things that are not good, but we do them. And so the only way this is really going to change is if we can figure out how to change the hearts and minds of human beings. And if you look at our history, the history of humans, it's not very good. All right. We have killed everything and everybody because that's what we do. We're killers.
All right. Sober thoughts from Dennis and Eugene. Oops, sorry. I got your last words out of there. Appreciate your call there, Dennis and Eugene. We're talking about gun laws and high-density housing on Vents Day this week here on the Jefferson Exchange. Emily's not with me this week because she's on a business trip. But you can certainly join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Mike in Medford puts in a thought on the high-density housing issue. He writes, "When I walk around Medford, I can only imagine all the city engineers were trained at the Southern California School of City Sprawl. Instead of going up, as in vertically, and having higher buildings and saving money on everything from transportation to sewer lines, Medford seems to prefer strip malls, massive parking lots, and four-lane roads. The natural beauty, such as Roxy Ann, is now covered by massive upper-class homes." So I think Mike is speaking in favor of density there. How about you? How would you feel about greater density in your community as an alternative to having the real estate market get so tight that homes cost a lot, and that rental prices are high, and it's hard to find a home? What actually got us started on this was an editorial in the Register Guard from June 18th about the housing crunch worsening in Lane County, because normally you expect to have about a six-month inventory of homes for sale, and at any given time lately in Lane County, there's about a two-month inventory of homes for sale. Would high-density housing be the way to address this issue? And would your feelings about high-density housing differ somewhat if the higher density housing were going up, say, across the street from you, if we're talking about apartments going up in a place where there used to be a couple of single family homes? Let's get your thoughts on that or about gun laws on Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. 800-838-3760 by phone. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Rebecca in Lane County, welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. I think that the high-density housing is really a tough one because it seems like that I live in a rural area, but if I lived in town, and I know plenty of people who do in Eugene, who are or would be really unhappy to have high-density housing right close to them. And on one hand, they like the idea of high-density housing, but it's the same old thing, you know, not right next to where a lot of people in Eugene pay a lot of money to get houses that are in certain kinds of areas where it's not a lot of other traffic and things.
All right, so you want to
And then it was easier, a lot easier, back in the old days when they could just put suburbs out on the edges. And I think that it would be neat to have high-density housing, like, out on the edges of town, Highway 99 area near North Eugene, Irvington, Clear Lake, and all that. And then it's still fairly close to town, and if you had good public transportation and things, that you could really do it there. There's plenty of places in the outlying areas that are not pristine places with, you know, already big single-family homes.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is the concept of infill usually starts in the center of the city and radiates outward, but in your idea that infill would, the higher density would end up on the edges of the city perhaps sooner. But that's a good point, though, about public transportation, because that would be one of the things that people would look at. I mean, if you're going to be living in a place where there are lots of people, you want to make sure that not everybody is required to have a car to live in such a place. Thanks for that, Rebecca. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as well as we talk about high-density housing and gun laws. 800-838-3760 to join by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Mark in Redding, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question for you. Last Thursday, I attempted to call in. I was told you now have a one-call-per-week policy.
We are experimenting.
I see. Okay, I'd never heard you mention it on the air. That's why I asked. At any rate, the housing density. I live in an apartment complex with 90 units, and the law here in Reading required that they have 180 parking spaces for those 90 units.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a huge parking lots, which are mostly empty because most of the people don't have one car, let alone two, and those that do have cars tend to park them on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of thing happens, helps create sprawl. Also, there's a height limit on housing in Reading. I think it's 3 stories. I think they want to make sure that the county jail is the tallest, remains the tallest building in Shasta County, but I'm not certain about that.
Really? So that would stop you at about 30, 35 feet in Reading? Is that's the upper limit?
I believe
limit?
That's the case. I believe it's 3-story limit, and I don't remember seeing a 3-story apartment complex in this town.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe there is a 3-story limit. And I can understand that. You know, you don't want to have your fire engines not being able to get up to the top of the building and all that kind of thing.
That is true. Your fire department would have to get the bigger ladder trucks and that sort of thing. I know in Medford it's 75 feet, but I don't know of any building that's even come close to that lately. Ashland probably about the same. Eugene certainly would be taller than 75 feet. Folks in Eugene, if you know the limits, give us a call. Let us talk about height limits, because this is one of the elements of infill and higher density housing. But you're saying in the situation in Reading with the parking requirements, you end up with a lot of asphalt in addition to more dense housing.
Well, that was the case when these places were built. I don't know if that's still the case.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the...
Oops,
let me bring you back. Hang on. I hit the button too fast. Hi, Mark. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. That hold button's really sensitive. Go ahead.
So, I would think that high density housing would be a very good idea. Of course, I live alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had a family with 3 or 4 kids, I think I'd probably be really bummed if I had to live in an apartment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good thoughts. Appreciate that. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about high-density housing and gun laws in light of what happened in Orlando and subsequently happened to the U.S. Senate. There was the 15-hour filibuster in the Senate where there was an urging to consider new gun regulations. Senate leadership finally agreed to hold votes on 4 amendments, 2 Democratic, 2 Republican. They all failed. They all failed in the case of the Democratic amendments because they got more no votes than yeses. And in the case of the Republican amendments, they just didn't get to 60 votes, which, of course, with the self-imposed filibuster rule in the Senate, or threat of filibuster rule, you could call it, requires anything to get to 60 votes before it actually continues on to a final vote. Your thoughts are welcome on either or both of these issues at 800-838-3760 over the phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. A couple of more responses to our survey on guns. Tiffany in Los Angeles, California. We didn't make a geographical restriction on the poll. In the answer to the question, would additional gun laws help stop mass shootings? Yes, obviously, she writes. What or who would you restrict? She writes, no automatic or semi-automatic weapons which have high numbers of rounds which can be fired with each load. No armor-piercing ammo. Restraining order, domestic violence charges, assault, stalking, sexual assault means automatic relinquishing of all firearms and placement on a national no-buy list. Background checks for all purchases, including internet and interstate. No purchase of ammo or weaponry while intoxicated. That from Tiffany in Los Angeles. We have from John in Ashland a comment on this area as well, who says, yes, additional gun laws would help stop mass shootings. And in terms of what would be restricted, he writes, convicted felons, people on terrorist and no-fly lists, and I would propose a test similar to driver's test to buy a gun. So what do you think about the idea of a proficiency test for the ownership of a gun, just like you have to have a proficiency test, at least in operating a car, before you get a license to drive one? 800-838-3760 is our phone number. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Wolfgang in Sunny Valley, welcome to the Exchange on Vince Day.
You got to watch the coffee.
Okay. Good morning.
Hi.
I just had to walk away from breakfast.
Okay. Right. Coffee's taken care of.
Two things. On the housing deal, it is too complex. I actually say, like, high density. Because we don't know what high density means in various places.
Wolfgang, your phone is really having some problems here. Can you move closer to a window or something? Okay, that's not going to work. Sorry, all we got now is static now. Wolfgang, try again on a different line, 800-838-3760. If you would like to take Wolfgang's place in the queue, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. The responses from editorial writers, fairly swift and sure on what happened with the gun votes in the Senate. USA Today called it an extraordinary act of cowardice. The 56 senators, that's 53 Republicans, joined by 3 Democrats, threw away yet another opportunity to keep guns out of the hands of more felons, fugitives, the mentally ill, or people prone to domestic violence. USA Today did not stop with the rich trove of adjectives. Those spineless lawmakers voted against advancing a common-sense measure to expand background checks to virtually all sales of guns, not just those sold by federally licensed dealers. The existing gap allows buyers who purchase from private sellers at gun shows, online, or from newspaper ads to simply avoid the federal background check system. That system, run by the FBI, is efficient for buyers, writes the USA Today editorial board. More than 9 of 10 gun buyers get a yes or no within minutes, and the system is effective for screening out those barred by federal law from buying firearms. It has denied guns to 2.4 million prospective buyers since it was created in 1994. The largest category is felons and people who've committed serious misdemeanors. So USA Today weighing in very much in favor of more action than the Senate delivered this week. More items from our survey on Facebook. Debbie and Talent writes, semi-automatic assault rifles and handguns with large magazines should as well be banned. Let's try Wolfgang in Sunny Valley again. Hi, are you there?
Hi there. My phone died on me. Sorry. So I was briefly talking about housing, but the critical issue on housing is the term market, housing market. The market will, as long as greed rules, the term market will rule what housing means for people. But the more important thing is that I was gonna address is the gun laws, because we keep, as long as people don't understand the difference between power and force, they will always have the knee jerk. You got a gun, I got a bigger gun. I need a bigger gun. All the wars that we've had in recent years started as defense, pseudo defense. We have to defend national interest, defense, because we don't understand intrinsic power, and we think force is the only thing that can do it. So in a way, picking up on Dennis from Eugene, but also contradicting him, because it's not that human race always was violent. Thank you.
All right, thanks for that, Wolfgang. Appreciate it. Final thought from Casey in Grants Pass on our survey says additional gun laws would not help stop mass shootings. And to the question, who or what would you restrict? Extremists of all factions. That's from Casey in Grants Pass. Another event stay on the Jefferson Exchange, come and gone.